live. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show is there for you. Totally free. Broadband and dial-up as well. We got two streams. So it'll fit any size internet connection at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Coming up still, I do want to get to this Iraqi story about the U.S. military kidnapping Iraqi women. There's no excuse for this. We'll talk about it more on the way.
Well, we'll see if there's an excuse after we hear the story.
Well, I don't think there is. Let's go to Johnny first, though, because this is a show about your calls. Johnny in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, sure. Johnny, thanks for your patience. What's on your mind?
I love you guys' show. I wish we got you six times a week.
One of these days, we'll get there.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
These conservatives will allow you.
But, so go for it, Johnny. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I just want to let you guys know I was involved in an incident where I was driving a cab. Someone robbed a hotel, tied up the front desk curlers, and then decided to call a cab. And guess who the cabbie was that picked him up?
Oh, no. What a terrible idea to run away from a robbery in a cab.
Went across three jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. You can just imagine all the layers of police work with different detectives I had talked to once they caught them.
Oh, my.
Were you aware of it when you arrived at the hotel? I mean, did you know that was the reason? I mean, was the guy waving a gun at you and stuff, or did he just act like he was leaving the hotel?
Just act like he was leaving the hotel. Act like he was a trucker that was just getting out of his truck. And,
gotcha.
And about 45 seconds before I dropped off in the street, all of a sudden on my computer it came up, the people you have in your cab have just robbed the hotel.
Oh, no.
Wow, after you let him go?
No, before.
Oh, okay. Then what happened?
I dropped him off at gunpoint.
Oh, did he see it came up on your computer?
No, he didn't. I did.
And then what'd you say? Hey, did you rob a hotel?
No, I just said my cab's got car problems. I've got to pull over. Get out of my cab right now.
So wait, you pulled a gun on him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You got to carry a gun in you now.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be safe as a cabbie, you got to carry.
Yeah, my advice is if you're going to rob somebody, don't rob a cabbie. Because a lot of them got guns.
No doubt. That's because they've been killed in the past and haven't figured it out. And so you threw the guy out of the car, and I guess then what?
Different layers, they call them. Different layers, police showed up. It was just, my opinion is we need one police department in Indiana. Maybe state police, because they're the most professional. I mean, they showed up, and they were like, take my statement, and then different county polices, different city polices. Then your Cal folk showed up and goes, you're wasting my time.
Hmm.
We could be pulling over truck drivers.
Yeah. We could be giving people seatbelt tickets.
Yeah. He was really, really mad that I was wasting his time.
Right. Like, giving him information about the guy that was in your cab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know about, I'm a little bit wary about giving more power to the state police. I'm a little concerned with that idea.
It depends on the state you're in, I guess.
I suppose it does. And I understand what you're saying, that you don't like the bureaucracies and how they clash with one another. And I certainly understand that. But the bigger the police agency is, the less accountable it becomes. So
you got a point there. You really got a point there.
But I mean, you could make the same argument and say, well, state police are bureaucratic and slow, so we should just replace all the state police with one federal police squad. I mean, you wouldn't want that, would you?
No, I guess not. But
exactly. The more centralized, the worse off it is. In fact, the feds are busy creating new federal police squads as we do this show, and it's not going to be good for our liberties in this country, Johnny, at all. giving the feds and giving the state more power, that makes me a little bit nervous. At least with the local boys, the local yokels, even if they might be, you know, a little bit slow in some cases, at least they're a little bit more accountable for whatever that's worth. Not that they're very accountable. We had a guy down here in Florida shoot one of the cops, shoot somebody in the back as they were running away.
In front of 25 other cops as witnesses.
Yeah, and nothing happened to them. So, I don't know about turning over more power to the state. Anything else on your mind?
Well, that's about it, but I see your point.
Yeah.
It just blew my mind.
Johnny, stay safe out there, man. We appreciate hearing
story.
From you, dude. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. So,
what a yucker do. Thinks that he's going to take a cab away from a hotel robbery.
He did.
He did take the cab away, and then he got out of that cab at gunpoint.
Right. All right, so in hour number one of the show, we talked about the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about showing identification. And from PapersPlease.org, this has to be one of the best essays I've seen on what's wrong with showing identification. What's wrong with it? I mean, everybody thinks that, well, if you got nothing to hide, what does it matter if you show your ID? What does it matter if you get naked in front of the security agents? You don't have anything to hide, do you? Well, this addresses that and more. Again, from PapersPlease.org, what does an ID, any ID, do for security? The honest answer is not much. If anything, relying on identification for security purposes actually makes things worse. Showing ID only affects honest people, just like gun bans only affect honest law-abiding citizens because they're the only ones who turn in guns. If you're dishonest, you can obtain false documents or just steal the identity of an honest person. If a 19-year-old college student can get a fake ID to drink, why couldn't a bad person get one too? Why couldn't terrorists get them, huh?
Well,
think about that.
The answer is they can because they did.
Yeah. And no matter how sophisticated the security that's embedded into the ID, you know, with their new real ID plan that they have at the federal level, which is really frightening, no matter how sophisticated it is, wouldn't a well-financed terrorist be able to falsify that too? Of course they would.
You see, the thing is all it does is make sure that the better it gets, the more sophisticated it gets, it just makes sure that, in fact, only the terrorists are going to have the fake IDs because they're the only ones that are going to be financed well enough to get them.
Yeah, the college
like,
you might be able to
weed out the 16-year-olds in high school. You might be able to weed out the college students who have a little bit more money. You might be able to weed out the illegal alien who's motivated to work, so he has to have an ID. And you
but
might make it too expensive for him, but you won't make it too expensive for Bin Laden and his millions and millions of dollars.
And they'll do whatever it takes, too. You know, they'll get positions in the government, inside the government ID creation process, so they can have the inside connections. Honest people, on the other hand, go to rallies. Honest people attend gun shows. Honest people protest the President of the United States. Honest people fly to political conventions.
Yes, they do.
What if those with the power to put people on a no-fly list decided that they didn't like the reason for which you wanted to travel?
Who says they haven't decided that?
Indeed. We had a story a little while back about a guy that was writing a book that was critical of the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
He had written a book critical of the Bush administration and then found himself on the no-fly list.
And he had a very unusual name, too, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So it wasn't. There was not much of a chance that, in fact, they were. It was the other, Ichabod Harshberger that had written the book. It was this guy, and he was on the list for what? For writing a book that's critical of the Bush administration.
So if they don't like you, or they don't like your reasons for going somewhere, they could restrict you. And they don't even have to tell you why. If you and I go into the airport, Manwich, and we will be within the next few months.
Yes, we will.
We go into the airport, and they tell us that we're on the no-fly list. Well, we could presume it's because we're on a radio show that's critical of the government. But we wouldn't really know for sure, especially if we were just regular people. If we were just your average Joe going to the airport, we'd have no idea why our name was on that list, nor would they tell us, nor would they remove our names from the list.
Nor do they seem to have any obligation to tell us.
In fact, we're going to talk about, coming up, how it is that the terrorists can use ID checks in their favor. They can use them to put us in danger. We'll explain it. It's called the Carnival Booth Effect, coming up.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. Live Saturday night edition inside the final hour of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there, and you can vote for us. If you like the fact that we give you everything on our website for free, then vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com. All it requires is an email address and maybe a minute of your time. Vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing. So we're talking about what's wrong with showing identification. Why shouldn't you show ID? Well, there's some good reasons for it. In fact, there's some great reasons that we should just get rid of all this ID checking, this security that we have, this so-called security, because in fact, as we're going to find out here in a moment, it actually puts us at more risk from terrorist attacks. We'll tell you about it. It's called the Carnival Booth Effect, but we need to go to the phones first. To Adam in Maryland. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Adam, what's up?
I have an ID story for you. You're going to love it.
Okay.
All right. I was in D.C. last month, and I was looking for a parking garage, and I came across the Department of Homeland Security parking garage.
Okay.
Hey, and because you're a taxpayer, you paid for those parking spaces, so they let you park in there, right?
I guess. It's $14.
Whoa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that you even get to park in there, quite honestly, but go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, the only thing they required without searching your trunk was a state ID card, you know, driver's license. What kind of security is that?
It's funny. I mean,
so they didn't search your trunk. If you hadn't had the ID, then they would have searched your trunk? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Wow.
I mean,
okay, so you could have had a bomb.
Pointless.
You could have had a bomb in the back of your car. You could have had some dead bodies. Who knows? I mean, a cache of weapons.
Yeah, and isn't it won't it be embarrassing if a terrorist finds this out? You know?
Yeah, or it would really be embarrassing if the terrorist was to blow up the Homeland Security parking garage as opposed to the other parking garages in town.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that.
Well, terrorists managed to fly airplanes into the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, here we are, this big monolithic army, the greatest army the world has ever seen, and they flew an airplane into the heart of it. If you believe that, in fact, that was a terrorist that flew that airplane.
Well, what I found interesting was this: just this week, Alberto Gonzalez, the top cop, right, the attorney general. I mean, certainly somebody that should have a Homeland Security detail attached to him, wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think he should have some Secret Service agents or something? He was giving a speech at Georgetown University, and 26 students managed to get in there. Four of them unraveled a sheet with a message from Benjamin Franklin on it, which, of course, says that those who would sacrifice their liberty for security deserve neither. That's the paraphrase of it. Anyway, they unfurled this sheet right in the middle of this guy's speech, right in the middle of the audience. And there was photographs taken and all that sort of thing. I don't know how long they stood there for, but where was Homeland Security at? Why weren't they keeping the Attorney General safe? I mean, they're just pathetic.
Why didn't they march the jackboots in there and drag them all off to jail?
Adam, anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I want to say something about that parking garage. You know how you guys say bureaucracy is inefficient?
Yes.
They drew the lines. I kid you not, I wish I had a camera to take pictures. They drew the lines up against the pole, where, you know, like a space where no car could possibly park.
So there's a pole in the middle of the parking space? Like you might be able to fit a motor scooter in there, or maybe perhaps a smaller motorcycle, but nothing, not like a decked out Harley or something, right?
Right, you could put a, yeah.
Were there parking spaces on the other sides of the pole?
Yeah, but, you know, the line was a little weird being drawn there.
It just looks dumb.
You're just saying you don't need the lines there,
can
obviously, because there's a pole.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
Do you guys ever talk about McDonald's outsourcing drive-through orders?
What? Really? No, I've never heard of that.
I think in, like, 20 cities, they're testing out centralized call centers. That it's kind of like, you know, reminds me of Dell with their India thing.
Are they doing it in other countries?
No, they're not doing that yet. Probably
not yet.
Because the long distance charges would, you know.
Wow. So you're saying that if I was to roll into a McDonald's, and I never go and get fast food, very rarely, nor would I ever go to McDonald's. But if I was to go to McDonald's, that the person on the loudspeaker would actually be at some central McDonald's call center somewhere else.
At certain ones, they're testing it out right now.
Right, and they would type in the order into a computer system. The order would show up at the local store, and that's how it would work. Interesting.
Yep.
I wonder how that's going to work out for them, because it would seem that would cut the service level down a little bit, don't you think?
It's interesting to try new things.
Well, because no doubt about it, and that's why I'm interested to see what happens. But that way, if something's wrong with your order, you can't actually single out the employee that took the order. You're not going to pull up to the window and be able to talk to the person that you were just talking to on the speaker. I think that's a little weird, and I don't know how that's going to work.
It's a little strange.
Thanks for taking my call.
Adam, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
This hour of Free Talk Live brought to you by McDonald's.
No, it's not. Don't give them free spots, Manwich.
We're the one we've been talking about them for the last 5 minutes.
We were being somewhat critical of them.
I'm just saying, the point I'm making is, what if McDonald's wants to sponsor the show in the future? There you are, on air, saying, I'd never go to McDonald's.
They can sponsor the show. It doesn't mean I'm going to go eat there.
Go ahead.
All right. 800-259-9231. So here is what
I for one, think McDonald's is great.
Are you trying to work them or something like that, trying to get them in here?
I'd love to have them on the
All right. The carnival booth effect, what we were mentioning before. Here's how it works. As described by researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So these are people that have actually done research on this. They've tested this out. Meaning that terrorists can probe an ID security system by sending a number of people on innocent trips. Test right. terrorists, if you will. Through the system, and then noting who gets flagged for the extra searches and who isn't. So therefore, they send only those who the system doesn't flag on the actual terrorist missions. I mean, if you're a terrorist and you're organizing some other plane hijacking, you want to make sure that you're successful, right?
Sure.
So you use the security apparatus to your benefit. The fact that everybody gets their IDs checked, the fact that everybody's subject to a search, you send 50 people into the airport, all of them with plane tickets, to see who gets through and who gets the extra security. It's a simple process, and it makes it so that you know who's safe to send as the terrorist when you actually want to make the strike.
That's what the 9/11 terrorists did, as a matter of fact. They tested out the security in the airlines before they went, because they obviously weren't going to hijack the plane that the first time they flew.
Sure.
They flew all over the place testing
dry
this out.
Runs.
They wanted to see whether they could bring a box cutter on. They wanted to see, you know, if they'd get stopped because they're Muslim or
it's
whatever
same,
reason.
It's the same reason why it's the same thing that drug cartels do when they're sending cars up against the border. They test them out. They test people out.
Sure they do.
They'll send families with kids in the back because they're less likely to be harassed. 800-259-9231. So,
who wants a bunch of kids hanging out there, you know?
Still, some Americans think that if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Were the Founding Fathers criminals who were trying to protect themselves when they inserted the Fourth and Fifth Amendments into the Bill of Rights? After all, nobody who hasn't done anything wrong needs to worry about being searched or being forced to testify against himself.
Sure.
Why were the Fourth and Fifth Amendments put in there? Were they a bunch of criminals just trying to protect themselves?
Because of the abuses of power that government is tends to do.
It's famous for. It's known for.
Not just known for, but it always happens.
Yes.
I mean, it has to. It's the nature of power. It's the nature of unintended consequences. I mean, I for one do not argue for no government, but I do realize that there is unintended consequences when you use
it. If you're going to have a government, it needs to be kept in check. And that's the point of the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, to secure your privacy, to guarantee you due process. We're throwing these things out the window in this country, and nobody's saying anything about it. Everybody's just, okay, well, we want to be safe. More coming back. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition here live. It's Ian Hillary.
And man, which
of you can join us online at freetalklive.com where we are auctioning our banners. We like to find out what the market thinks our banners are. So, therefore, we put them up for auction at auction.freetalklive.com. You can win the second banner on our website, site-wide, for an entire month, auction.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, to Scott in Illinois. It is a show about your call. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mowage.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, nothing. Dude, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I hear you guys talking about the terrorists and all, and I wanted to turn you on to a couple of websites that might rethink your thoughts on that whole terrorist idea.
You can give one website. We don't like people coming on and plugging stuff. What is it?
ThePowerHour.com.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a competing radio show. I don't think so. What about it, Scott?
They've got that movie out, the 9/11 in plain sight, that gives you a different view on all that. I mean, it had nothing to do with any hijacking.
Yeah, that's all very interesting stuff, and it's not really the focus of what we do here on Free Talk Live. What you're talking about is the 9/11 conspiracy theory that suggests that the government was actually the people that did it. And to the conspiratorialist credit, some of it's pretty interesting. I mean, some of the
it's
the
interesting
evidence,
and motivating.
Yeah, the evidence is certainly questionable. It makes you question the official story, and there's no doubt about it. I don't believe the official story, nor do I believe the conspiracy story. I don't care. What I care about, Scott, is the fact that things have changed as a result of what happened on 9/11. It doesn't matter to me who was behind it. What matters is the tyranny that's resulting from it. And you would agree that the
right.
government's getting bigger, the government's getting more intrusive, more oppressive than it ever has. It doesn't matter about the past. What matters right now is fighting the tyrannical state that we're seeing grow. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I do agree, but you have to question who's benefiting from it.
Well, we already know the state's benefiting from the terrorism. There's no doubt about that. But do you expect the state to do something about it? I mean, are you expecting the state to all of a sudden just start suing itself and getting itself in trouble for being...
No.
I mean, if it really was behind it, as you're suggesting, what's going to happen? Nothing. So really, you're just wasting your time with all the conspiracy
theories. It's not really a conspiracy theory because the things have been... I mean, it's documented proof. I mean, they've got footage of it all. It's not...
There's definitely some conspiracy stuff there, and some of it is documented.
You know, even if it's a conspiracy only means that you believe that people conspired to do something.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it true or untrue. I mean,
so I
realize that it makes it seem... It lumps you... Conspiracy kind of lumps you in there with the UFO people and comets and all the... Or, you know, the Hale-Bopp comet people
right.
and Jim Jones, but...
So you would think that the buildings actually came down, the Twin Towers actually came down because two planes had hit them?
No, I don't think so. I think that's ludicrous, personally,
well,
but
actually there's experts out there, the people that designed the buildings, that say, in fact, that's how they were designed.
There's experts on both sides of
yes,
it, dude.
Yes, there are.
There's experts on both sides of it, and you can sit and you can argue it forever. But that's the problem. See, Scott, there's so many people that are into these, the buildings fell and let's investigate. But it doesn't matter. What has happened has happened. It doesn't matter if it was George Bush or Muhammad Atta or
what happens is
it.
What happens is they got away with it, and they're going to do it again.
Okay, how are you going to stop them? Hmm? What are you going to do about it?
Get the word out that it was carried out by somebody else other than the terrorists. So we're going to war for all the wrong reasons.
There's no doubt that the war is wrong and we're against the war on this show. But in regards to getting the word out, you're talking about something that people are going to balk at. I mean, people are given the official word from the government and the news media, and they're just going to laugh at you, Scott, if you put this in front of people's faces.
Australia's not laughing. It was aired on National Network in Australia, that movie that I'm talking about, and they're not laughing.
Well, you know, everybody saw the hole in the Pentagon that's only, what, 12 feet wide or 17? What is it?
15 feet wide.
15 feet wide.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that they say that they blew a they flew a 747 into that building.
Well, where's the remains of the wings, the tires, the motors, any passengers, anything like that? Nothing.
What I'm saying is everybody saw it. Nobody's asking any questions.
And again, there's no doubt.
Very few people are
there's
asking.
There's no doubt
quit,
that there's
they
some...
quit viewing it. On, they quit showing it on TV. They thought it was too traumatic for us to all continue to look at.
Again, Scott, I'm going to agree with you that it's very interesting. I mean, you want to talk about the Pentagon thing. The FBI ran around and confiscated all the videotapes from the video cameras.
Right, it's the National Defense Building. They didn't have any cameras pointing at any
certainly, it's certainly
it.
Strange behavior. It's certainly questionable. But I focus on the future, Scott. I focus on making a difference for our country's future, and that is recruiting people to the side of liberty, not trying to convince them about a theory or try to convince them about what you specifically think happened in the past. What we got to do is we got to let people know that liberty is the answer, to stop voting for Republicans and Democrats, and hopefully to join the Free State Project. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. So there you go. Conspiracy theories. I mean, they're interesting. What can you say?
I don't know. I always feel, these people, they believe them very firmly. I don't know. I just don't know the answer to them one way or the other. And as Americans, we're really not going to know. But I do know.
Well, we don't know who killed Kennedy. Does it matter?
It certainly doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't matter at all whether he killed
Kennedy. If tomorrow somebody came out with some official announcement that, yes, as it turns out, the CIA was behind killing Kennedy. So what?
We found
What's going to happen as a result of knowing that?
We found out last year who Deep Throat was. What difference did it make?
Right. We
the
found
Nixon administration was still kicked out on its ear.
We found out that the United States knew that we were going to be attacked at Pearl Harbor. We found out that the United States sank a Japanese submarine before they attacked us.
Yeah.
So we actually started it. We found all that stuff out. Sometimes history does come out. The truth does come out. We find out that in Vietnam, the Gulf of Tonkin event was totally manufactured. We find out that the government does all kinds of things to get us into conflict, to get us into war. They make whatever excuses they can. We find out that George Bush lied about the weapons of mass destruction. We find out about all these things. And yet, no matter what, no matter how much info comes out about how corrupt and terrible our government is, which is what Scott's saying. He's like, well, we've got to get this information out there so people know that the government's evil. But we've seen so much evidence over my 25 years of being around here, and only some of them as an adult. I've seen copious amounts of evidence that the government is corrupt. But so is every, and I've come so far to be, a libertarian and wanting to get the government out of my life. But most people have seen all this stuff, and they just say, oh, yeah, that's what the government does. You know, they're bad. Government's bad. We got to vote for them. I mean, we got to have a government. We got to vote for evil. Got to vote for the lesser of two evils. I mean, what's it going to do? So what? So all this information comes out. Let's say tomorrow CNN airs this video that he's talking about. And all this information, people get all upset about it. And George Bush is impeached. What? That just makes it so the Democrats can get elected in 2008?
Well, and Dennis Hassert becomes president? I mean,
or Hillary Clinton?
Well, Dennis Hassert would be president if Bush and Cheney were kicked out. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all you've got is this big, awful, corrupt system. What we really, really need is libertarians in there that want a smaller government.
That's right. Because if the government's small, then it doesn't have any interest in being corrupt anymore. It doesn't have any more power.
If you put, as lucky as you might be, and get laws passed that are going to be your way and have your people in, at some point it's going to turn on you. Look at the Democrats. They were the party of Washington for God knows how long. They were in control. Well, they're not anymore. And the Republicans, you're probably going to see...
The
small government Republicans, you're going to see a turn on them, too. So... You know, everybody who's happy about George Bush getting his way and, interrogation and listening in on people, well, that's what the Democrats are going to be able to do next.
The power grows, and it's passed from one party to another, and we're the ones that suffer for it.
Yep.
Forget about the history. Learn from it, move on, and work towards less government. More coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. I didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself, and you can surf around the world and see who else is listening to Free Talk Live. Hundreds of our listeners have done it so far, so become one of them at map.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. It is a show about your calls to Jordan in Michigan. Jordan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to say that I just started listening to your show. I think it's great. I never knew what I was before. Now I realize I'm a libertarian.
Awesome.
I wanted to talk about the Free State Project.
Okay.
You know, we were talking about California and how they legalized medical marijuana.
Right.
But then the federal government came in and started cracking down on all that. How are you going to stop the federal government from doing that with the Free State Project?
Well, something I'd like to see happen, and I know there are others in the Free State Project that that agree with me on this, I'd like to see the state of New Hampshire, which is the Free State, I'd like to see them have some sort of a law passed, not that I like calling for laws to be passed, but in this case it should be, that will ban all federal agents from the state of New Hampshire. If a federal agent's caught operating in New Hampshire, they'll be arrested and ejected from the state. How's that sound?
That does sound like that would work, but, I mean, I don't know. It seems like they're not going to like that very much.
Well, of course, the feds. Huh, let me tell you, this is not going to be a walk in the park, Jordan. I mean, the feds are not going to like a lot of the things that we're planning on doing in the Free State. For instance, even though there's only 100 or about 150 Free State Project members that have moved so far, There's already some major change. There's already some major things happening. In fact, I just saw a notice yesterday that there's a bill in the House, in the State House in New Hampshire, that actually is going to prevent New Hampshire, no matter what, from entering into the real ID system. Now, as you probably know, the federal government has passed the real ID legislation. They passed it last year in May, and they've got like 3 years or something like that to implement the new real ID program. And if any state refuses the real ID provisions, which they can do, they can say no to it, well, then they're going to be shut off. According to the feds, they're going to shut them off from all federal programs, which to me sounds like a blessing in disguise. I would love for the feds to just stop taking and sending money and just dealing with the state. Go ahead. Cut us off. Cut us off from Medicare. Cut us off from welfare and all the other federal garbage bureaucracies that you have. Don't send any more federal bureaucrats into our state. We have no more use for you. And there's no doubt they're going to be angry about that, but what are they going to do?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's not a lot they can do.
Well, that's just it. I mean, the point of the Free State Project is to bring activists, to bring 20,000 libertarian, liberty-loving activists into the same state to make a stand for liberty, which is why we like to call it the Second American Revolution here on Free Talk Live, because right now we're so deluded. I mean, there's libertarians all around the country, but we don't know where we are. You know, we're not in touch with one another. And when we get together, we're not as effective as the rest of the political hacks because they're just more experienced at it. There's more of them than there are of us. They have more money. But if we all get together and we all make a stand together for freedom and liberty all in the same place, we'll be unstoppable, Jordan.
Yeah, it does sound like a really good plan. I'm still in high school, so I don't know if I'll be able to, or I'm going to college next year. So I don't know, you know, like, I won't be able to move right away, but like it sounds like something I'll definitely be interested in the future.
Are you going to go to a four-year university, or are you going to go to a junior college?
I'm going to go to a four-year university, but only for a two-year degree.
Well, why don't you go to a four-year university in New Hampshire?
Yeah, maybe I'll look into it.
That's a good point. There's the University of New Hampshire. There's Keene State College. There's also Dartmouth, if you really want to go upper crust. So definitely consider that. And you know what? The Free State Project is not an immediate sort of thing. I mean, while I'm going next year, and a lot of other people are going to go as soon as possible, the actual statement of intent that you sign when you join says that you don't have to move until it reaches 20,000 members, and we're only up to about 7,000 so far, so it's going to take a little while to get to 20,000. And then once we reach 20,000, then there's a five-year-long window that you have in order to move. So even if you were to stay where you are and go to college where you are, you could still join the Free State Project today and actually add another member to that member count. So consider that, Jordan. Anything else on your mind?
No, thank you.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
And it's never going to happen unless people join.
That's right, because there's a lot of people that are sitting on the fence. There's a lot of people that are sitting watching the Free State Project and saying, I don't know about this Free State Project thing. Their numbers aren't growing very quickly. And to be honest, the numbers have slowed down because they were really growing fast before we voted on the state. There was a point at which we voted between 10 different states as to which one was to be the free state.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers were shooting up like crazy then. After the state was chosen, they trailed off, and now they've just been kind of steady for the past year and a half or so. And we intend on bringing that up here, obviously, with Free Talk Live reaching out to the entire world and talking about it. But there's no doubt that there's people that are just sitting there thinking, well, you know, I'll join when they reach 10,000 people. Or I'll join when they reach 15,000.
There's so many people we've heard say, you know, libertarians join an organization, move to one place. It sounds like herding cats.
It is a bit like
herding cats. But, you know, there's a lot of libertarians out there. 33% of Americans, thereabouts, if given this the world's smallest political quiz, score out about libertarian. And All we need is 20,000.
That's right.
There's hundreds of millions of people in America.
If there's not 20,000 people in America that are willing to move to vote with their feet for liberty,
we've lost.
We are sunk.
Well,
and I don't believe that. I believe that there's far more than 20,000 people. We just have to find them.
Well, it's not just find them. It's just get the word out.
Well, that's how you find them. You get the word out, and then they come and they learn about it, and then they hopefully sign up and come to the Free State. And if you're one of those people that is down south and you like your warm south, because now that you and I were born and raised here in Florida, we're going.
There's a John Adams quote out there that essentially says, if you like your warm hearth more than you like liberty, if you like your soft bed better than you like freedom, well,
be gone with you, and I hope history forgets that you even lived here.
May your chains rest lightly upon you.
Yes.
Well,
800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control. Even in these remaining moments, it is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. If you make the call now, we'll slip you in here before we're done. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff, all for free. The bulletin board system, archives, live streaming, Shrine of Female Listeners, it's all there for you at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, if you like the fact that we're on the air nationwide spreading the message of liberty and freedom, and you want to help us do more of this, well, you should AMP Free Talk Live. You should go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP, like advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, you could become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It gets you access to some cool perks, like the classic archives that we were releasing to amplifiers only. You get an amplifier-only call-in line, as well as some other cool stuff.
Amplifier-only forum on the bulletin board system.
Right. All there, amp.freetalklive.com. And long-term, everybody's going to benefit from the AMP program, because when we reach our goal, we're going to reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. That's pretty good. Yeah. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right, we sold it earlier tonight. Here's the details from the AP. The U.S. Army in Iraq has at least twice now seized and jailed the wives of suspected insurgents in hopes of leveraging their husbands into surrender. In one case, a secretive task force locked up the young mother of a nursing baby, a U.S. intelligence officer reported. In the case of the second detainee, one American colonel suggested to another that they catch her husband by tacking a note to the family's door telling him to come get his wife. Now let me ask you, Manwich, in this country, if there was somebody that robbed a bank and was on a, you know, on the run after he robbed the bank. There was a, you know, an APB at all points bulletin looking out for the guy that robbed the bank. Or maybe the guys that were shooting people in Washington, D.C. Some dangerous people are out and about. Would it be appropriate for them to come to the house of the wife of the people in question and snatch her up, throw her in the back of a police van, and then broadcast on the airwaves that, look, if you don't stop shooting people, we're going to kill your wife. Hey, if you don't turn yourself in, we're going to do something terrible to her. Would that ever happen in the United States?
It's hard for me to imagine, but...
would if they could. If they could get away with that stuff, they would. How do we know it? They're doing it in Iraq. They're doing everything in Iraq that they would love to have the ability to do in this country if it wasn't for that pesky Bill of Rights, if it weren't for those pesky checks and balances. They would love to just come and just do no-knock raids at random hours of the night on suspected terrorists.
Now, how can the Republican automatons say, we're drawing the terrorists to Iraq? We're creating them in Iraq. We're kidnapping their damn wives and telling them to come
and
get them.
Who may not have anything to do with anything.
I mean, are you telling me that this kind of thing doesn't create terrorism? It makes me upset, and I'm a red, white, and blue-blooded American.
Yeah. Don't you think that as a wife that you might not necessarily know? I mean, couldn't you be an insurgent in Iraq and just kind of go off to work in the morning like you're going to the marketplace when, in fact, you're going out to fight insurgent battles? I mean, is it necessarily the case that the wives are even involved? Of course not. But nobody's bothering to prove anything. Nobody's bothering to go through any due process. They're just going and snatching these women up.
They're just suspected terrorists. There's no guarantee. I mean, you know as well as I do that there's been plenty of innocent people picked up in these things.
Yeah.
I mean, all I have to do is say, hey, that Ian guy, he's been talking to the wrong folks. I believe he's a terrorist. They'll pick you up.
That's enough. And then how do you get out? How do you get released? There's no due process. You don't get to talk to a lawyer, especially in Iraq. This is disgusting stuff, Manwich. And we're done for tonight. Been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you on Monday night at our new time. We're an hour longer now, starting Monday night. So we'll be here at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Join us then. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.